ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. சுனோ, ஹம் ஹமேஷா மே பதா தேதி ஹூன்.
That he always says, Om Shanti three times. Because the first Om Shanti means I, the soul. The second is, who is mine? I point my finger towards the self, the soul, and who is mine? The Supreme Soul. And then the finger points upwards. And then? Now, what do I have to do? So the finger points to time. Time is now. You're getting translation okay? Just wave and that'll be a sign.
Okay.
So everything is okay. Daddy is asking everyone not to use their cameras. All of this will be recorded and you can get it at the end. These days people desire internal peace. So this word shanti refers to the deep inner peace. Why do you want inner peace? Because externally there are many different things going on. Many, many things. And the external things come inside and disturb the soul. Now do not miss even a single word that Daddy is saying, because you don't have any other work to do, and so by paying close attention you will experience why peacelessness enters within us. In fact, we should not allow peacelessness to enter within. What are the reasons? Whatever it is that through this body we perform, whatever actions we perform, we do not realize that it is I, the soul, who am doing it through this body. We think, I am doing and I have to do, day and night. This creates tension. And wherever there is tension, there is no peace. Today, within half an hour, my heart desires so that you would always be free from peacelessness, and that even from externally, from here, you should take so much peace that you come here. And from the Supreme Father, you attain your birthright. Because you are sitting in the home of the Supreme Soul. You know that this is the home of God. This is not the home of any human being. We say this is Brahma Kumaris. But there is no Brahma Kumari who says that this is my house. Even Brahma does not say this is my house. We all say this is our father's house. And the father says, this house is created for the children. It is so wonderful. The father says it's for the children. And the children say, it belongs to the father. So Daddy will not go into too many details, but in brief, Daddy will tell you that in order to become a Brahma Kumari,
मैं मेरे मैं अपने बाप के पास आई हूँ।
All you need to do is understand that I have come to my Father, and immediately you experience deep peace and you receive a great deal of love. Where there is peace, then there is, where there is love, there is definitely peace. And when you speak of love, you put your hand over your heart. When you speak of peace, it goes deep inside. Is this right? Are you getting the translation all right? When you say love,
I love.
You say, I love. Love means, in some places they don't write the word love, they just write the sign of a heart. Because internally the heart speaks and it says, yes, there is love. But you want true love, where there is no selfishness. There should be the feeling of selflessness. There should be true love. Where I have true love, I can experience that from the Supreme Soul, and then peace comes naturally. Because love brings peace with itself. And in His love, there is so much power that whatever other reasons for peacelessness, it becomes the power that resolves that peacelessness. And there is a solution to everything. And then peace stays with me. Peace is the religion of the self. Sometimes people use the word Hindu, Christian, Muslim, and they don't forget those worldly religions, but those are bodily religions. Every soul internally should realize and feel and realize internally and feel through the intellect that peace is such a good thing. Just for a little while, peace. Contained within that is a lot of love, a lot of happiness, and a lot of power. As you listen to this, try feeling what you're hearing, that within peace there is love. If you don't have peace, then you will not be able to smile due to the love within. When you have peace, then you will smile because of love. You will speak with a smile.
Inner peace, andar ki peace.
This is deep inner peace that we're talking about here. And the inner peace has actually broken into pieces. By getting caught up in the world a great deal, and getting caught up in the five vices, lust,
krodh,
anger,
lobh,
greed,
moh,
attachment, and ego. Then there are five other ones. Jealousy, very subtle, indignation, arrogance, different forms of carelessness, laziness, and making excuses about everything. These five things
have
created peace. My peace is broken into pieces through these things. And now, once you understand this, who has understood this? The one who teaches you is God, but who are the ones who can understand? You are sitting here and you are receiving this information. You know that within the soul there is the the mind, intellect and samskaras, and if the soul is not in the body, you cannot speak. Only when the soul is in the body, you can speak and you can listen. But it is the intellect that understands. Contained within the soul is the mind and the intellect. And then within that also, there are the samskaras. Once the mind becomes peaceful or still, then the intellect can understand the knowledge. But if the mind is disturbed, then you're not able to experience or understand the knowledge with the intellect. So keeping the mind peaceful and still, the intellect is able to become focused and steady, and it will not be distracted. This is secret. Meditation means secretly to keep the intellect focused and stable, steady, focused on the Supreme Being. For example, business people, someone may be a dealer in wheat, or he may deal in diamonds. But if his balance is not stable, so keeping this, if he doesn't know how to keep his balance stable, no one will be able to have faith in him, and he will cheat. Go to a grocery shop or a jewelry shop.
Balance rakhe.
There has to be a balance. You have to have that much understanding. So you come here and you must have faith in yourself, and only when you're able to have this balance. You can have faith in God because He teaches you that you are my child. You're my child. Now keep everything in balance. Remember whose child you are. Okay, you may have a mother and father of your body, and whatever country you live is because of your body, but your original dwelling place, the Supreme Soul says, you have come here from my home, and you are going to return to my home. And for that, you need to have purity. Because through that you can become peaceful. Without purity you cannot have peace. Everything has broken into pieces. And now the time has come. For this glue to bring all the pieces together while you sit in silence. Don't sit in peace.
Peace of silence.
Because there's a big difference between peace and silence. You need to sit in silence in order to become peaceful. That is, do not spend too much time talking. Do your work. But you don't need to talk much. Don't need to think very much. Many times, as I move around,
please don't think.
I say to people, please don't think. And they say, Daddy, how? I say, just don't think. Up till tomorrow, tell me. Say, well, we have to think. We need to think. Daddy says, you actually don't. One who is intelligent, where he has to be at the time he has to be, he will be there. If you're thinking about what other people are doing, you'll forget what you're supposed to be doing. Sometimes we have a driver, he's driving,
उसका काम है अटेंशन देना
एंड हिज जॉब इज टू पे अटेंशन टू द रोड
टाइम पर पहुंचना
एंड रीच At the right time. He is not thinking about why this car is cutting him off, but peacefully just go along the road, and everybody else has to go, so you have to share the road. So stay away from why, what, and how. It is these thoughts that bring you into a lot of talking. You say what, why, how. And it brings you away. From your stillness. So no, stay in your stillness. So does it mean I don't have to talk? No, don't talk. Be quiet. And internally, there are many good things. This is a drama going on, and everyone is playing their role as they have to. It's a drama. Everyone has their own part to play. The person who gives me the mic has to give the mic. The translator has a different work. I have to sit here, and my duty is to speak, so I do that duty. But what is this one doing and what is that one doing is actually a waste of time. So instead of that, be quiet. I've never been to any plays or films. So the people who are on the stage are to be watched. You don't talk. There's a play going on. So be quiet. Don't think about what other people are doing. Does the actor say, why is this one doing it? What is that one doing? No, it's an act going on. So let them act. So everybody has this hobby of thinking a lot and talking a lot. And because of that, there is peacelessness. Distress and disturbance inside. And so Daddy's saying to Aruna Ben to tell people not to think, but rethink. First set the mind. Again and again, this word what? Why? How? This sound should not occur. Either internally in thoughts or on your mouth as words. And then what will happen? Then you have the thought, what do I have to do? And the Supreme Soul says, do this, you have to play a hero part. There are hundreds of thousands of souls in this world, so you must play a hero part. If you can become a hero actor, then you will become like a diamond. The word for a diamond in Hindi is hira. You become a hero actor in this drama. For a little time, play the role of a hero. I am the child of the Supreme Soul. I have to become true. First, the gold must become real. Not even the slightest amount of alloy should be mixed into it. How do I become that? God says, I will make you that. You are my child. Become real, and that is your royalty.
Reality mein royalty hai.
When you are in your reality, then you will be royal.
Reality, kabhi bhi.
Reality,
hum kuch shant nahi karenge.
Being real never brings us into peacelessness.
Ye English word hai.
And this is a very good English word. To be in your reality is to be in your royalty. I am the royal child. I am the son of God. You are experienced in the matters of the world. If there is a prince or princess, what college would they study in? There would be a very special college for them. They would not study in an ordinary school because they are royal.
तुमको royal family में.
So we are in a royal family. This family is a royal family because we are sitting here in order to become real. For that there is a study. The study for becoming true. And the one who teaches it is the truth himself.
God is truth.
It is said, God is truth. We have this word, Satyam Shivam. He is the benefactor, the truth, and the very beautiful one. He is the one who is teaching us, so you become true.
Real gold.
Become real gold. And then making effort means to be in the fire of the intensity of your love. The day and night, whether you're sleeping or awake, you want to become real. This knowledge, understanding and study is all for becoming real. And when you become real gold, I saw in the plane today there were many people, many sisters and mothers who were wearing diamond bangles. So they have that intoxication that I belong to a very good family, and so in their wrists there are diamond bangles. And I see also they put diamonds in their nose, diamonds in their forehead. They put just even a little diamond is put in the lip or in the forehead. Tiny diamonds. So the soul is a very tiny true diamond. It's bright and shining. And then other people's attention is drawn to it. It is a diamond. If someone will take a diamond, it would be set in a gold ring. You never set a diamond in a silver ring. Or you could put it in platinum. And somebody told Daddy, oh, you see, this is a platinum pin. So someone had specially made a badge out of platinum, and it was written Shiv Shakti on it, not just Om Shanti, but Shiv Shakti means the one who has taken power from Shiva. But most people have a badge saying Om Shanti, but Daddy says Shiv Shakti. Shiva is the Supreme Soul. That's my father. And he gives power. He gives so much power and so much love that becoming peaceful is all I have to do. The brother Daddy was sitting with this morning. Someone was sitting here this morning thinking deeply. He was giving a lot of attention. From Shiva, you don't take peace, you take power. And contained within that power is a lot of peace. How did he start giving power? First, he started to give love. And then peace came. And then many things in the world make you disturbed and peaceless. I also have lived in the world, but I became detached from the world. All the ways of the world of eating, dressing, sitting, these are mostly waste of time. What does a person want? You should eat in such a way that you don't have to keep going to the doctor and taking pills.
And
don't become fat, so you have to keep doing exercises. Don't become so weak that you can't do any work. Someone came to meet Daddy in the morning. I was drinking something. And he said, oh, you drink slowly and I wait for you.
So
if you do things quickly and hastily, that's not right. A royal personality does everything gently. They speak slowly, they move slowly. It's not that they can't move, but they're not in a big rush for everything. When I went to England, I saw everyone was walking quickly, thinking quickly, talking quickly. So what should I do? When I first went to England, everyone speaking was fast. Oh, they were going so fast. Running fast everywhere. And thinking very fast. So if you want peace, then you have to be patient. Patient doesn't make you slow-minded, but patience makes you do the right actions.
I
remain in my self-respect. Whatever I have attained from the Supreme Father, I speak from experience that I would never have slipped or fallen or tripped or got a fracture or broken a nail or stubbed the foot. Because if I had done that, then Baba would have said that you were distracted and so you tripped. Your yoga would not have been right. So there must be attention and then you are tension-free. Your attention must be accurate and with patience and peace and love, everything works so well. Sometimes you have to go to different countries and I say to everyone, everything is going to be fine, all will be well. Someone came once to a program. I didn't realize they were understanding everything so much. But Om Shanti, Acha, Samja, they said they understood from Daddy that everything is good, understand. This person was catching Daddy's language. So she called Daddy to her country and made a good program. And in the program, he said that Daddy will say three words and you won't get the translation. One is Om Shanti. Right, you all know the meaning of Om Shanti. And so smile as you listen to the word Om Shanti. We don't have to say this long word of how are you, but Om Shanti, that's the right thing. When you sleep, Om Shanti, when you eat, Om Shanti, even if you don't say anything from the mouth, but there is that feeling of Om Shanti. The other is Acha, everything is good, everything is okay. And understand, yes, yes, understand. Very simple things. So you don't need translation for these. Because within the human soul, there is one speciality. Whatever language it is.
पर एक्शन से समझ जाते हैं.
यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड बाय देयर एक्शंस, देयर बॉडी लैंग्वेज.
मैं दूसरी बात सुनाती हूँ.
अनदर थिंग,
ये साउथ अफ्रीका की बात है.
दिस इज अ मैटर फ्रॉम साउथ अफ्रीका बट इन अदर कंट्रीज टू.
कोई भाई था,
देयर वाज अ ब्रदर.
सुनते सुनते
He was listening and he was nodding his head as he listened. I said, do you understand Hindi? He said, well, I understand you. And then I went 2 years later and he said, I'm the same one who understands you. I said, now you understand? You understand? What did you understand?
Tension free.
He said, become tension free. That's it.
शांत में रहना.
Stay in peace.
जो शांत में रहता है ना.
Who stays in peace?
काम कितना भी करेगा.
However much work he does, if he does it with peace, I can tell you from practical, he can do the work of 10 hours within 2 hours.
कहीं ड्यूटी पर भी जाते हैं.
Some people go for their duty. And they finish their work quickly. And other person says, oh, mine is not finished. Why? Because the intellect, when a person is peaceful, the intellect will do what is necessary and become free. Within the intellect, the intellect, you make the mind peaceful. Don't use your time up in thinking. Don't go off in unnecessary things. Stay in peace. Keep your heart happy. Do not become ultra sensitive. Do not become very fragile about everything so that people have to worry about you that, oh, this person can't manage this or manage that. No. You need also the power to adapt and adjust. You need to be able to adjust yourself to different situations quickly and then you save your time. Peace and happiness. If you have the power to stay peaceful and happy when you have the power to adjust and when you have the power to maintain patience. And then the power of tolerance, always, the power always to remain satisfied.
Personal life mein, family life mein,
in your personal life, family life and worldly life.
ये दुनिया यही है.
The world is this one.
पर संतुष्ट रहना.
But to remain living in a contented way. To have the power of tolerance. To live patiently.
कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है.
Means you will not have any problems.
शांति क्यों होंगी.
Why would you get distressed or disturbed?
मुझे.
Yes.
मुझे पर्सनल कई बातों में. जो आवश्यक बातें हैं, जरूरी बातें हैं.
There are many necessary things.
मुझे अपने लाइफ में.
That in my life.
प्रैक्टिकल लाइफ में.
My practical life.
बात तो सही बताई, पर प्रैक्टिकल की बात सुनाओ ना. अरबैन प्रैक्टिकल की बात सुनाती.
Some people say.
प्रैक्टिकल की बात सुनाओ.
To daddy, tell me practical things. But I am telling you practical things.
अभी जैसे कि हमको प्लेन में जाना होगा.
When I have to go into an airplane, I don't think anything.
कोई मिलने भी आएगा.
Maybe someone will come to meet me.
कहीं प्लेन में कहाँ जाते हैं तो कोई.
When you go somewhere, you definitely meet people. Someone is crying, oh, my friend is going. Nobody cries about me. Somebody has to go, let them go.
तो क्या करें?
What will you do? Be ready.
अभी बोर्डिंग पास भी मिल गई है.
You got a boarding pass, you have to go.
जाओ.
Go.
तो प्लेन में क्या करेंगे?
And what would you do in the plane?
सोचेंगे.
Will you think?
इधर देखेंगे.
Will you look here and there?
नहीं, बैठे.
No, sit in the plane.
देखे क्या देखे? बादल दिखाई पड़ते हैं और कुछ दिखाई नहीं पड़ता.
The only thing you'll see is clouds. You have to do something. The air hostess asked, do you want something? Okay, give me this, or no, I don't want anything. And what does the pilot do? He flies the plane peacefully. He doesn't talk about other things. If he does, there could be an accident. And we're sitting in the flight. We can't do anything. Don't get disturbed by things, no. In the same way, keep yourself in order. And keep your intellect plain, quiet. I have to go. I have to go to London. I have to come to Madhuban. This is why I'm sitting in the plane. Now I have to go to the home of the Supreme Soul. So I have to make my intellect plain. Make the intellect into a plane. Not that it goes here and there. So I came today. I arrived last night, and in the next seat to me there was a woman and maybe a 5-month-old child with her, and she was sitting after an hour and a half, and the child was going here, there and everywhere, and she had to look after the child a lot. Okay, she gave him something to eat, then he became quiet, then some playing, some toys, but actually you need to be able to sit quiet and not jumping around like a very young child. The mother has to manage the child so much. So become your own mother and father or your teacher and manage yourself. And teach yourself how to stay still and undisturbed. Some people sit very quietly. When you sit in quiet, someone or another will come. And they come, the air hostess comes and smiles. So if you stay still and you smile, you seem very sweet and you're remembering the Supreme Father. He gives so much love, so much love. So if you give me time, I'll tell you how much love He gives. In the form of a mother, in the form of a father. Because the father wants a very good, a very disciplined child. And the mother says, come and be with me. The father will say, no, become good. Get yourself discipled. And then he is my teacher. The teacher will see that he studies well. As many students as there are, yeah, this one must study well. He gives attention. He gives the does the homework, arrives punctually to class, and is present in the class, very regular and punctual. Then he gets good marks, and he comes into the eye of the teacher, that in the whole school, in the whole college, this child is good. So I should become a good student. Whatever the father teaches, I should study it very well. What does he teach? There are 4 subjects. And he teaches all 4 at one time. Because the 1 hour in the morning is the study time. He studies at 7 o'clock in the morning, he teaches. And then early morning, there's no translation required for Amrit Vela meditation. Everybody knows what is Amrit Vela, the early morning Amrit Vela meditation at 4 a.m. Even the different times in different countries, but 4 a.m. is Amrit Vela. And the Supreme Father, in the form of the mother, says, get up, get up. And then you can't sleep. He awakes you. And what you have to do, you have to sit. Be in his remembrance. You can see Brahma Baba, he is the example of the one sitting in remembrance. So that Amrit Vela time is such. He teaches.
And
for that you have to have attention to listen, to understand and to apply the teachings in your life and check yourself throughout the day. You will see there is the traffic control music that happens through the day. In between you stop and go into silence. Silence means go inside, look at yourself, and for a few minutes your intellect should not go anywhere. When the intellect understands the knowledge and it has yoga, it has connection, it means that from the Almighty you are able to take might so that you can remain peaceful. And you have attention that there should not be any defects within me. Because I am his child, and he is giving that teaching. So you become pure. Look at everyone's qualities, do not see their defects. If you saw someone's defect,
then
habit of yours of looking at other people's defects means that you will be infected by their defect. So please be royal children. And do not look at anyone's defect. Anyway, it's not visible. If anyone asks me, you say their defects are actually not visible because once Brahma Baba said to me, he said, you are good at absorbing, at the giving donation of virtues. So I thought I had to become that much virtuous. If somebody has a lot of wealth, they can give donation. Somebody who steals cannot give donation. The same hand can steal or can give a donation. So if you stole something, then you made a sin. If you donated something, then you did a charity. So it's very good souls give donation. Whatever they have at the right time, they will donate. So if you have good virtues, then at the right time you'll donate them. You cannot have the arrogance that I am a virtuous person. Do not have that arrogance of being a donor. And do not also get the feelings of insult, because whatever God has given, get that.
To peaceful.
And then you will remain peaceful.
Loveful.
Loveful.
Blissful.
Blissful.
Or as they and powerful.
You will be so powerful.
As they honge, jo kabhi koi kamzori nahi hongi.
There will not be any weaknesses, no inner disturbance, and no sorrow. There will not be any sorrow. Some people ask me, oh, are you in pain? Are you in sorrow? No. No sorrow, no peacelessness, a smiling face. Now, this is the time for us to sit in silence. So whatever you have heard, you must absorb it into yourself. I hope you didn't miss a single word. It is my hobby that whatever I heard, whatever Baba had taught, I think about that deeply and then always stay in that thinking then other things will not come in. Other things will not come inside. You are the real royal children of the Supreme Soul sitting.
Okay?
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 Is everything okay?
Achcha, samcha.
Okay, understood. Say yes, okay, I understood. So, see what Daddy is doing, do the same. Achcha, samcha. And so now we'll have the song in which we go into silence.